So I overdosed on heroin on Valentine's Day in 2002. My first conscious memory after taking a near-lethal dose of heroin was being dragged around in the snow in a pair of boxer shorts that were not my own, being slapped in the face with snow stuffed down my pants, with my best friend trying to get me to sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. So let's cut back a little bit to when I was 16, 1996. I was at a field party, which for you city folks is when a country bumpkin takes all their drugs to a field. And I was very comfortable with drugs at that point. It was a great way for me to feel comfortable around people as like a flamingly gay boy in a small town. I needed something, some sort of buffer to feel comfortable around people who were just going to go back to making fun of me on Monday. So I had smoked pot, I had taken acid, I'd done mushrooms, I had taken ecstasy, but nothing that I considered to be like really serious. Like no cocaine, no meth, no heroin. God, no heroin. I was still on my path that I had set forth when I was 12, when I started doubling up on credits in school so I could graduate early, get into a good college, and get the hell out of Carroll County as quick as I could. And then at this party, I met this guy, this amazing guy. He was everything I ever wanted. He was a dark and brooding artist. He was a poet. He had just gotten out of jail. Pitter pat. And by the end of this field party, we had professed our love for each other and our desire to stay together forever. Thank you, ecstasy. And then we were together, and he started showing me all kinds of amazing things. And the one thing he taught me about was drugs, because he had experienced all of them. You know, he knew all about it, and he taught me about the whole hierarchy of drugs. People who do speed don't hang out with people who do opiates, and people who do hallucinogens, they're just weirdos, and they hang out by themselves. But I was like, well, that's fine, but I'm never going to do anything serious. I'm never going to do cocaine until I did. And then I was like, but I'll never smoke crack until I did. And then I'll never do crystal meth until I did. And then I was like, but you know what? I will never, ever do heroin. It is too serious. I do not want to get hooked on something. And then all it took was this painfully evident to everyone but me heroin addict that I was dating to watch him shoot up in the 1986 Dodge Aries we would eventually end up living in for me to go, oh my God, I want to be that. I want to feel like that. I want to be as disconnected and free and numb and not concerned with anything else in the world as you are right now. So I started snorting heroin. Before I knew it, there was a needle in my arm and my hand and my neck and my foot so that nobody would see the track marks. My parents found out. I was 17 at the time, and a couple months before I turned 18, they had changed the locks and told me I was not welcome to live with them anymore. So we started living in the Dodge Aries, and you couldn't have told me I was not leading my most, like, fabulous life. I went to fabulous parties, I knew all the best people, we did all the best drugs, everything was wonderful. And then he went back to prison for failure to provide a clean urine test to his probation officer. So just like I had done in school, I doubled down on shitty full-time jobs, dropped out of college, saved up some money, got us an apartment, bailed him out, and we were going to have this great life. And for years, it was great. It was just a life of drugs and eccentricity and sex and fun stuff like that, stuff all 19-year-old boys love. And then I come home one day, and there's another dude there, and they're both high. And if you're going to sleep with my man, that's one thing, but you're not going to do my fucking drugs, okay? Some things I can't get over, okay? So I don't exactly remember what happened. I know I threw a lamp. I think I pulled a knife. There was tears. There was screaming. Next thing I know, I was collecting my things, grabbing my drugs, and telling him I hope to never see him again. So I went over. It was Valentine's Day. I went to my best friend's house, ready to shoot up, forget about this day, forget about this guy, forget about the past 6 years of my life. And the next thing I know, my friend is opening the door, and I see three of her. A red one, a yellow one, and a green one, and I fell feet over head into the bathtub. So then cut to me in the backyard, being dragged around in the snow. She's slapping me in the face. She stuffed snow down the pair of boxer shorts that she put on me when she pulled me down the stairs and my pants came off. And then I came to, and I wasn't dead. And it was at that moment that I realized, I think I have a drug problem. It wouldn't matter how clean I was or how fabulous my life was or that I had a job or two jobs. All that people would have known about me was that I died of a drug overdose. And it wasn't until I overdosed that I even realized I had a drug problem. And it wasn't until this guy cheated on me and left me for some other dude that I realized that I did not need someone else in my life to validate me. And I didn't need someone else to make me feel like I was worth loving or paying attention to. So that was 15 years ago, and I found out a few years ago that he did pass away. So I just want to say, you know, wherever dead poets go, if you can hear me, just thank you for that part of my life, which has been very important to me and very formative to me. And I'm very sorry that you yourself never got clean. Thank you.